everybody. This is Todd Workman, and this is podcast number 23 for Primary the Ruling Class. This will serve as our weekly report. I'm pretty excited about this week podcast we're going to do. This week, Bill and I were joking about the State of the Union with President Trump, and we thought it would be a good opportunity for us to do a State of the Pack podcast, so to speak. And Bill's going to do that for us. Are you here, Bill?
I sure am, Todd. Thank you.
All right. I'm excited, really looking forward to hearing this. And so without any further ado, I'll turn it over to Bill with our State of the Union address to the PAC. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Todd. Although the idea and the buildup have been around longer, the primary ruling class movement recently saw the conclusion of its first partial year as an official political action committee. And it's been an incredible year. The organization is a true grassroots movement. It started out as a book written to explain why Washington was so confusing, why Republican leadership never accomplished anything, and why even though the people clearly expressed their will by electing an outsider president, our leaders still choose to ignore our voice and resist, obstruct, and undermine the reforms we have mandated. The book became popular and actually went to number one on the Amazon bestsellers list in its political category. The response and demand for more information was incredible. Because of this, we launched the primarytherulingclass.com website and dedicated an existing political blog specifically to this cause. As more people wanted to become involved, it became clear to our attorneys that we needed to officially organize under the rules of the Federal Election Commission. And this is how the Primary of the Ruling Class Movement, or PRC PAC, was born. I have just finished filing our first year-end report to the FEC. I can tell you that PRC PAC raised almost $130,000 of political contributions in its first partial year. I can also tell you that our membership has increased dramatically and that we have very little fallout. Once someone joins, they see the value in what we do. They understand that our cause is just, our strategy is sound, and our determination is real. Even though 2018 was focused primarily on building the infrastructure of PRC PAC, we still managed to participate in the 2018 midterm elections. With a very limited war chest, we still managed the production and dissemination of four separate political ads. The Hold Your Nose social media campaign was a success, and proved that PRC PAC has the pulse of the people and the ability, talent, and professionalism to move on to bigger stages. As we grow, as our war chest grows, we can look forward to leaving a large footprint on the political scene in America. PRC PAC has already been a topic of conversation amongst officers and leaders of national political organizations, nationally syndicated radio shows, and national publications. Perhaps more than any other organization, we are on the fast track to becoming a political force in America, a force that is equal to the task of representing the American people and standing up to the political elite in Washington. In 2018, PRC PAC laid the foundation and built the infrastructure to accommodate massive growth. Our internet and IT capabilities can handle a membership in excess of 100,000 people. In addition, we have built our platforms to be scalable. They can easily be upgraded to accommodate a membership of millions. Over the last year, we have built a solid Primary the Ruling Class presence on Facebook, created a widely circulating newsletter, dramatically expanded the reach and following of our dedicated blog, and created the PRC Leadership Program, which provides leadership training as well as a financial pathway to reimburse leaders and encourage their part-time or full-time efforts on behalf of the PAC. We also introduced the PRC Weekly Report, an incredibly popular podcast that continually explains current events and exposes the unstated ulterior motives behind many of them. The number of people subscribing to the podcast grows weekly. And although the primary purpose of this weekly podcast is political education, it has become a powerful recruiting tool leaders are using to grow our membership. Perhaps the most significant accomplishment, however, has been the establishment of the PRC Deep Dive Political Research Archive. The importance of this archive cannot be overstated. When our membership runs across articles, documents, voting records, and other pertinent information regarding national candidates or office holders, they can easily archive them in our private, members-only Deep Dive Research Center. The implications can then be discussed in a forum dedicated to each candidate or office holder. When election time rolls around, politicians uniformly start sounding the same and promising to support popular positions. One of the reasons our founding fathers considered the free press vital was to hold these politicians accountable. But our mainstream media no longer does that. They play favorites. They have an agenda. They edit sound bites, omit facts, distort polls and public reaction, and many times flat out make things up to manipulate the public and support a narrative. Social media companies openly censor content and restrict access to opinions they disagree with. Every broadcast network and every cable network are guilty of this to one extent or another. And tragically, most Americans are reliant upon the mainstream media or social media for information on candidates. We now have another option. Because of our vast membership, we have the evidence and documentation to focus on the actions of candidates and office holders, not their words. We believe that behavior never lies. And through ever-increasing and powerful ad campaigns, we can expose hypocritical office holders in their primary elections and replace them with Americans that are willing to put the country first. This archive is incredibly important because we live in a fast-paced world. One outrageous political event can be replaced the very next week by an equally outrageous action, and then again the next week, and sometimes even the very next day. No human being can remember all of the events and all of the implications for all of the candidates and all of the office holders. Those of us that pay full-time attention to politics in America are at best left with a few specific memories and a general impression of a particular candidate's character or an office holder's tendencies. In our own minds, we can know whether a particular candidate is good for the country and will be true to the people. But explaining that belief to hundreds of thousands of other people we've never met can be problematic. And without an archive of undiluted and unbiased facts, it would be impossible. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of the primary, the ruling class movement, is our independence. Our decision-making is not vested in a single individual or even a small handful of leaders. The only narrative you will find here is that of a large swath of the American people, people that love our country and believe in our Constitution, people that believe power should be vested in the people, not a self-appointed group of elitist rulers. Over the last year, PRC PAC has laid the foundation as America's first political union. We are a place where the American people can band together and organize against political leadership that no longer represents our best interests. Like any union, our members pay nominal dues. We gather information about our country's leaders, and we use the political clout of our massive numbers to create change in policy and representation. And even though we are registered as a super PAC with the Federal Election Commission and can accept unlimited donations, our funding comes entirely from our vast membership. We are not beholden to the big money donor class that usually rules politics. President Trump has so far been the people's champion. Great progress has been made at stemming the rush towards reduced American sovereignty and economic globalism. Our improved economy, the return of manufacturing, the rising wages of our middle class, and fuller employment for minorities all across the board are but a few examples of the benefits his presidency has given us. It is horrifying to imagine how deep the economic and social slide could have been if he had not been elected. But we must realize that at most he will have an 8-year term. Our self-appointed ruling class elite are determined to bring about a globalist vision for humanity. If they are not rooted out of government before President Trump leaves office, their global socialist movement will rush to fill the vacuum and once again work to move our jobs and manufacturing overseas, weaken our country militarily, and prioritize the economies of other countries over our own. as difficult as it might be to believe our leaders are that far down the rabbit hole of globalism, consider this. Senator Mitch McConnell is one of the most powerful men in our country, if not the world. He is the Senate Majority Leader and has absolute control over what legislation can even be voted on in the U.S. Senate. Mitch McConnell is married to Elaine Chao, who currently serves in the Trump administration as our Secretary of Transportation. Elaine Chao's father, James Chao, recently gave Mitch McConnell a cash gift of between $5 and $25 million. And while it might not be unusual for a wealthy man to give large sums of money to his son-in-law, it should be noted that James Chao is also the founder of the Foremost Group, one of the largest oceanic shipping companies in the world, a shipping company that recently purchased 10 new state-of-the-art container ships from a Chinese state-owned company called CSSC. Through this and other collaboration, the Chinese government has made Elaine Chao's family rich beyond measure, and it is documented that at least $5 million of those riches have made their way into the bank account of Mitch McConnell. And I'm sure that it is only coincidence that as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has tremendous influence on our trade policies and our current disputes with China, not to mention the ability to put both direct and indirect pressure on President Trump concerning the formation and enforcement of trade policy. What should be concerning to the American people is that this political or potential conflict of interest is never discussed. It is almost never brought up in the mainstream media, including on networks that many consider to represent conservative ideology. It's not as if these are unproven allegations. Indeed, every bit of this information is public record and easily accessible with a simple Google search. Yet our media doesn't feel you have a right to know. We at PRCPAC disagree. We feel that this is exactly the type of verified information voters need when approaching a primary election. And while we might still choose to vote for a professional politician with global business interests and connections, we might find ourselves believing that a doctor or small business owner from Bowling Green or Covington could be a better choice. PRC is dedicated to giving Americans that choice. We are firm in our belief that knowledge is power, and that in America, power should be held in the hands of the people. 2018 has been a good year for PRCPAC, but it pales in comparison to what our accomplishments will be in 2019. Our strength is in our membership, and our membership is starting to grow exponentially. So, in the words of a great American leader, hang on, because you ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you.
Wow. Great stuff, Bill. Thanks for your insight. And if you want to know more about us, please check us out, www.primarytherulingclass.com. And the strength is in our membership, and we need you as a member, and we need your help. Insanity has to stop at some point. Once again, thanks for listening, and like I always say, remember, it's a great day to be an American. We'll catch you on the next one. Thanks.